And now, young Widder Brown. Ellen Brown is trapped in Louise Simpson's bedroom, the door locked, the telephone disconnected, while outside in the hallway, Louise's brother-in-law, Christopher Simpson, and his wife, Madeline, propose to kill Ellen, believing it is Louise they have imprisoned in the room. Meanwhile, Ellen's fiancé, Dr. Anthony Loring, is driving towards the house in answer to Christopher's frenzied telephone call, recognizing in Christopher's voice a tension that might indicate he is approaching a complete mental breakdown. Now, well after midnight, as Anthony drives by Ellen's tea room, he sees a light in the downstairs hall.
Ellen must have forgotten to put her light out when she came home. This situation with Louise Simpson and her brother-in-law and his wife is really becoming a nuisance. Neurotics, all of them. There may be something in what Louise worried about after all. Christopher may have threatened her life in order to get the money her husband Alex left her. Well, if he's that deranged, it'll mean commitment proceedings now. And of course, Louise will be accused of wanting Christopher put away because she wants his little bit of money as well as all Alex left her. Alex. I wonder, could Chris have killed his brother? Louise said she believed he did, but of course... Oh, no, that'd be ridiculous. How could Christopher have killed Alex? He's crippled. Alex fell from the fourth floor landing down the stairwell. But why was Alex on the fourth floor landing in the first place? What made him go up there? Or rather, who made him go up there? Could Christopher have forced Alex to jump? Well, when you start thinking along those lines, you really do ask for trouble.
But Anthony and his mental groping is getting closer to the truth, which will be terrifying in the extreme since it involves Ellen deeply. Ellen, who right now knows sheer panic as she listens at the locked door of Louise Simpson's room and hears Madeline Simpson say to her husband, Christopher,
Christopher, give me the gun. I swear before everything that I won't tell about this.
You know, Madeline, you're really not very bright. No one would turn over a gun he'd use to threaten someone. No one in his right senses, that is.
Christopher, you're sick and you need care. Now, I can give you that care if you'll let me.
I don't think I want your care anymore, Madeline. Like Louise, I've come into my own with Alex's death. Only with Louise's death and yours, I'll be even stronger. So much stronger, Madeline.
You need me. You need me desperately. Don't you realize that?
I don't need anyone but myself and my gun, Madeline. Is Louise asleep in there yet?
How can I tell?
I thought you were so clever. I thought you were so very clever.
Christopher, if we could only make a plan, a good plan together. I agree with you that Louise should die, but not me, Christopher. How can you go on without me? It's so foolish of you even to think that.
You're very conceited, Madeline. Very conceited.
Christopher, listen to me. When Anthony Loring walks in this house, he'll know you're out of your mind. If he finds you with two dead bodies in the house waving a gun, of course he'll think you're raving mad. What in the world would you expect him to think?
I will meet Anthony Loring at the door with this gun. One shot and he won't think anything.
Chris, don't you see? Don't you see you make no sense? First you say Louise is to be found lying in her bedroom, the gun in her hand, a suicide. And you now will have the gun to shoot me with and to kill Anthony Loring with. Christopher, you don't make sense.
You... Perhaps you have a thought there.
Why do you want to kill Anthony Loring? It's so foolish of you, so utterly foolish. What did he ever do to you, Christopher?
He's sure of himself, and proud, and conceited.
Chris, don't kill Anthony Loring. You need him.
I need no one. No one, do you understand? I'm strong.
I'm glad you're strong, but we're losing time. Anthony Loring is coming here. If you want me to help you, I will.
I want to kill Anthony Loring too, Madeline.
All right, but Louise first. I'll open the door to her room softly and tell you if she's asleep. I'll let you know, Christopher.
All right, Madeline, all right. Perhaps I won't kill you after all. It's not a promise, but perhaps I won't kill you.
Ellen is sure that the pounding of her heart can be heard through the door, and she wonders for a moment if that same pounding has not confused her brain so that what she heard was only wild, nightmarish talk. But then the cold reality of reason comes over her.
Christopher Simpson is absolutely insane. A killing maniac. I've got to think of some way out before he kills everyone in this house. He has a gun. Madeline said that. And Anthony is coming. Oh, dear heaven, Anthony will walk into this. The telephone is dead. I can't reach him. I can't do anything about this. Panic never got anybody anywhere. What can I do? Louise is supposed to be in here, asleep. I could fix the bed as if someone were in it And then hide. Hide and try to get out to warn Anthony. Could I stand behind the door? My brain won't work. I must make it think, make it work. I must. Nobody knows I'm in here. Not Louise. No one knows. No one at home has missed me. Not even Anthony, because he'd have been here before looking for me. Oh, perhaps it's just as well he didn't come. Perhaps after all... So there. The bed looks as if someone were in it. In the darkness, anyway. A madman with a gun. Christopher. He won't be able to aim perfectly. He... The door. Madeline. She's turning the key.
And down the street from Evan's house, the telephone rings in the home of Evan's good friend, Mariah Hawkins. Rings persistently until now, after struggling into a wrapper and one-bedroom slipper, Mariah picks up the receiver.
Hello? Hello? Oh, what in the world is it at this hour? Who? Well, if you don't stop crying, I can't... Oh, Janie! Janie Brown, what's wrong, dear? You're all alone in the house. Oh, now, Janie, just go into your mother's room and see if she isn't there, dear, because she... Well, Janie, I saw your mother tonight, dear, and she was just going over to the Simpsons to pack a few things for Mrs. Simpson. What? You can't wake up Mrs. Simpson. But, Janie, dear, I tell you what to do. Mother's delayed. Why, it isn't late at all. It isn't midnight yet, is it? Now, dearie, do this for Aunt Mariah. Just get back into bed, and I'll be there myself as soon as I get dressed. Now, just do what I say, Janie, dear, and in time, everything will be fixed up. Oh, my land of goodness. What's going on? Where could Ellen be? Operator, get me Dr. Anthony Loring at Health Center Hospital, please. And it's the biggest emergency he ever had to answer, so don't just fool around getting him. Oh, Janie, poor little thing, scared to death. Mother not in her room. She can't wake Louise Simpson. Now, why would Ellen be so long getting back? It's most midnight when I did meet her, and it... Hello? Who's this? Oh, Olivia McAvoy. I want Anthony Loring right away. Oh, what's he doing over there? Christopher Simpson called? Now? Well, Olivia, Ellen's little girl Janie just called me, crying, scared to death. And Ellen isn't there, Olivia. What? Well, I know she went to the Simpson house to pack a bag for Louise. Well, now look, I'm going to throw some clothes on me and get dressed and get to Ellen's. Now you find out what's going on at the Simpson house, Olivia. I don't know, but what you ought to call the police. Yes, you call Tim Fitzgerald and get him over there right away. Land knows what's going on. Or maybe you better call the Simpsons and... Hello? Well, she didn't have to hang up on me in such a hurry. Well, I better get my clothes on. You can't do a thing with just a wrapper on and one bedroom slipper.
But at least Mariah has started action, for Olivia McAvoy, the superintendent of nurses at Health Center Hospital, calls the Simpson house, and now she is saying sharply to Christopher Simpson...
Mr. Simpson? This is Miss McAvoy speaking. Is Dr. Loring there yet? I see. Well, it's very urgent that he call me when he does get there. It's an emergency. Oh, by the way, Mr. Simpson, is Mrs. Brown there? Well, it really isn't such a preposterous question. Hello? Hello? Now, why did he hang up?
Christopher Simpson hangs up abruptly and almost topples the hall telephone to the floor as he does so, saying angrily...
What does she want? What does that old witch want of us? Why is Olivia McAvoy calling us?
Christopher, I'm opening the door. I'm opening the door to Louise's room.
Is Mrs. Brown here? The old fool asked. What would Ellen Brown be doing here?
Christopher, you have no time to lose. No time to lose at all if you're going to kill Louise. If you're a coward, of course. If you're trying to back out. If it's too much for you.
It isn't too much for me, Madeline, as you very well know. It isn't too much for me at all. Now go on. See if Louise is asleep.
She's in bed. I can see that. She's in bed, Christopher.
Is she asleep?
Wait. I think so, Christopher. She hasn't stirred. But I'll make sure.
From behind the door, Ellen watches and prays for strength to help her warn Anthony of all she has heard. But what of the immediate danger facing young Widder Brown?